There is a new ad campaign for Burger King that will certainly raise some eyebrows.
I was going to say, is it creepier than the King mask?
Boy, he was weird, right?
I think that's pretty creepy.
They've moved away from the King and his peeking in windows and stuff. So now they are showing mold growing on their food. It's a time-lapse photography, you know, picture deal of mold growing on a Burger King hamburger. And obviously, they are doing this because they want to show that their food is not loaded with preservatives. So, like most things that are natural and don't have preservatives, it doesn't take very long before they spoil. So they're showing our food is fresh and natural and not loaded with gunk.
Now, wasn't it based on that Twinkie? Wasn't there like a Twinkie that has been...
Well, there was a burger that was on a shelf for a long time. So I think it's a rival... I've got to be real careful here, but it was a rival burger joint that years ago there was a story about. Somebody found this burger on a bookshelf and unwrapped it, and it had been there for years, and it was fine. Like, you could have eaten it. So just the bread alone should have been disintegrated. So anyway, I think this is, in theory, smart, but in application could backfire big time.
Wow.
Because... how appetizing is it once you've seen the hamburger with the mold on it?
Was it every Whopper, reading here, every Whopper will be totally free of any artificial preservative, color, or flavor.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. But showing me a moldy version of your sandwich probably is counterproductive for somebody like me. Like, once I've seen it that way, if you put one in front of me, I'm going to pick up the bun to see if there's any mold on it. Just me. Like, I know it's advertising. I get it. I'm in the business of advertising. But to me, the positives that come from the subliminal, look at how fresh our food is, it spoils quickly, could backfire when you're showing the images of your spoiled food.
Well, you know, being in the advertising industry, as we've both been for decades, how much money, how many absolute technologies and industries have grown from photographing and videoing food to make it look appealing and appetizing.
Yeah, they paint tomatoes orange and they do everything they can to make it look right.
Just to make it just perfect. You know what I mean? Like when you see that stacked burger with all of the different stuff on it, there's like a ratio of how much lettuce is sticking out and, you know, just to make it look absolutely perfect and appetizing.
So that's the photography end of it. I will tell you this. From now on, the two guys in the drive-thru at Sonic, watch how they hold their hamburgers. They use their pinkies on the bottom to hold it all together so that it looks like a perfect sandwich. It's not soggy and it's not falling apart. So they hold it like this. See how my hands are?
Yeah.
Watch the commercials. Like, one day I was like, that's the weirdest. They're very subtly trying to make sure that the burger looks perfect for the camera.
Yeah, one of them pretends to be stupid, but not so much.
Yeah, maybe not so much. That's right. By the way, a byproduct of the new meatless burgers, now at schools, they're not going to have spinach the day after they cut the grass. They're selling it all to the burger joints so that they can... Never mind.